Can Teshidor. Rising up in a preeminent position on the seaside is the Can Teshidor farmhouse. Its architecture lends it the appearance of a fort, without buildings typical of a farm and residence, house, chapel, wine cellar, and a large reservoir that supplied water to a flour mill. The discovery of Roman-era pottery proves that this site has been coveted since days of yore. The large wine cellar is testimony to the municipality's significance in grape crops and wine production, especially in the 17th and 18th centuries. The first document that refers to the house is the sale deed of the mill and lands of Mastore del Molí, 1343, by Jaume de Saint Clement to Pere Desplat. In 1668, Jaume Teixidor took ownership of the lands, who held the aristocratic title of honored citizen of Barcelona, and was a member of the royal arm of the Council of 100. During the War of the Spanish Succession, 1701-1714, Can Teixidor would become a Bourbon hub. It is still a private estate today that is managed by the executors of the last owner, Gaietà de Planella et de Fivaller, who died without heirs in 1863.